there, and he just stuck the stove pipe through the wall, and of course it got it hot. And it burned up.
You mentioned, I think you started to mention a minute ago, something that you could use to put an edge on, say, an apt or something like that.
A bow.
What about this thing, you know, I don't know if you see them around anymore, but they have a kind of big old stone that will turn around.
Yeah, we got one out there in the wash house.
Is that right?
Yeah. What do you call that thing? Called it something, and they bought one through down there. It runs by electricity. Got an old workbench out there.
Have you ever seen an old-fashioned one that was pedal operated?
I don't believe I have, but I know they did. I have operated the bellows for my daddy a lot of times with my foot. That kept the fire going, blew the fire somewhere. No, they called the bellows. I used to pump that for him.
Was that have you ever heard people talk about a grindstone?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is?
Yes, that's what that is. Grindstone.
And the small that you can hold in your hand and put
it's a wet rod.
Somebody told me that Arkansas was known for the wet rods. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't. My husband got one here for Father's Day. Some of the children bought him a new one, but he's got one he's carried in his pocket for years and years. A little wet rod. Sharp and nice, really.
You like to fish very much?
We don't ever go fishing.
Is that right?
All we ever do was work. I think that's all we ever done. My husband never was a fisherman.
I don't guess fishing, but not much work to it.
No. Every time we ever did go, though, I was always tired, afraid the kids would fall in the river or creek or something. And I never really enjoyed taking them. He hunts quite a bit. He kills good and squirrels.
Is that right?
He usually keeps his gun with him when he's in the woods.
When people go fishing, if they go out in a boat, what kind of boat is it that they usually use? You know, the type that you have to
row
around? Is that what they call it?
I guess so. I don't know.
Have you ever heard people call it something like a John boat?
Yeah, I've heard it called a John boat.
I guess they paddle those things.
Well, they usually don't have them hooked up in their double. They just have a paddle laying down in there. You know, you paddle it. But it's not just hooked up, you know, right away. All I never see them hooked up that way.
Let me ask you about this. About a boat, say somebody was going down to the pond to go fishing. You know, when they're putting the boat in the water,
uh-huh.
Have you ever heard them say what they're doing, you know?
Launching the boat.
Launching the boat. Or, maybe ask you this when we're talking about the wagon and the car, but, you know, that inside part of a tire that inflates, you call that
the inner tube.
Have you ever, you know, had to buy a pretty good bit of material, maybe for a dress or something like that, and to make sure that you're going to get the right color, maybe take a little
sample.
Have you ever heard people call that anything besides a sample?
I don't believe it has.
Yeah, what about a swatch?
I never heard of that.
Or say this, you know, the thing that you tie around your waist when you're working in the kitchen.
Cook apron.
Now, can some of those cover the front part too, or is it just the...
Yeah, I've got some that is an overall cook apron that I used in the kitchen. I made